Hi there, this is going to be an unboxing of the Canon EOS 500D with the kit lens. Okay, kind of a semi-unboxing. It's already been unboxed and used. The first unboxing video I did was too long for YouTube, and after editing it just didn't work. It was horrible, so I thought I'd redo it again. There it is, out of its box, the EOS 500D with its kit lens, the 18-55 IS. And what I'll do is I'll run through what you get with the box, or in the box should I say, and then I'll show you what other kit that I bought as well. You can probably see it in the Amazon box in the background there, which is all the kit complete now. Now first of all, the EOS 500D is 15 megapixel APS-C size sensor, so it's not full frame. It shoots at 3.4 frames per second. So far, very, very impressed. I mean, I've jumped up from a bridge camera, the Sony DSC-H50, which is recording this part of the video now, and I've been very, very impressed with this camera. Comes with the neck strap, flicker badge on there already, and with the kit lens, the 18-55 IS kit lens. Now it comes with one battery, which is there. I've actually ordered the second one because part of the additional kit I've got is the battery grip. We'll cover that later. And that's the camera body cap to stop any dust getting in there when you're storing it away without any lenses attached. The reason why I've got the lens on at the moment is because I've actually lost the cap that fits on the other end of the lens. One of them, should I say. So it's just to stop any dust getting in inside the lens. I've also got a couple of cards, which are SDHC cards, class 6. This is an 8GB one. There's an 8GB one in there already, kindly given to me by a good friend of mine. And I've also got with the camera a couple of 4GB cards, SanDisk. SanDisk are the usual cards I would always go for, although these play.com branded cards have been working fine. So I've got two 8GB cards, two 4GB cards, all of them class 6, so they'll record the video. No problem. I mean, to record the 1080p video that this 500D will shoot, you will need a class 6 card. Class 4 will allow you to do the 720p, but you do need a class 6 to shoot the 1080p. So in the box you get the, as well as the camera which you've seen, the instruction manual, the software discs, including a DVD which showcases Canon's EFS or EF lens range, should I say. A subscription to Canon GeoConnect website, must be forums, tips and so forth you can get on there. EOS Digital Training Seminar card, you can get £35 off your first booking. EOS Magazine subscription, you can save £5 by using that voucher there. A few other bits and bobs, as well as a warranty card and so forth. And the software discs there. Software discs, you get the EOS control utility where you can tether it to a laptop and control the camera from there, plus Canon's Digital Pro photo software as well, which works, but I'm not overly impressed with that. Okay. Additional to the manual, the camera, you get the charger, which is just there. Nothing special about that. You also get a composite video lead with the camera. Why they don't give you a HDMI lead, I don't know, but composite video lead and a European plug for the charger. Yeah, okay, that's not something that I think I'll be using, so I'll just put a few of these things away. And have another look at the EOS 500D there. Great little camera. Now, as I said, I've got some additional kit as well. Now what I'm going to do now is switch to recording the video on the 500D in 720p whilst I run through unboxing of the battery grip and some of the other lenses as well. Back in a moment. Okay, we're back again. Next part of the video is recorded on the EOS 500D in 720p. 30 frames a second.
So it should be a noticeable difference in quality. I'm just going to run through quickly, so I don't go over the time with the YouTube again. All the additional kit that I've got the Canon RS60E3 remote shutter release. It's a cabled release, so for long exposures on a tripod where you can part press to focus and press to take a shot without shaking the tripod or the camera, or you can lock it up for doing long exposures in bulb mode. For example, if you wanted to set a long exposure to pick up the star streaks going across the sky. I've also got the BGE5 battery grip, which is here, which holds two batteries, the LPE5, I think they are batteries. That's the second one that I've got, the other one's in the camera obviously at the moment. It also comes with a battery magazine to take normal AA batteries, rechargeables or normal off-the-shelf ones. So if you're in a bit of a bind, you think you're going to be going away for quite a long period, take it with you if you can fit it in your camera gear bag, along maybe with some spare batteries, or at the very least, if you know you're somewhere where you can get some spare ones, then you won't be stuck with no power for the camera. The battery grip helps with the grip of the camera and the balance and the weight of it, certainly with using heavier lenses, telephotos. You've got the shutter release button there, it feels just like the one on the camera body. The control wheel or rotational wheel there for changing aperture or settings or shutter speed, depending on what camera, what mode your camera's on. And the AF lock button there, zoom in and zoom out, and the exposure compensation. Power switch won't actually turn the camera on and off, it'll just turn these functional buttons on the battery grip off. Now I've also got lens hubs here, which I'm not going to bother unboxing. This one for the telephoto lens for the 55 to 250, and the one for the 50 f1.8. So the telephoto lens, I've got this one because it's image stabilised. Got it for about £160 on the Amazon marketplace, quite a good price. And I'll need something for shooting an air show that I'm going to shoot end of this week. So I've something with a bit of a longer reach, and it's f4 to f5.6. So not the fastest lens in the world, but quite a flexible lens. And I've also got the 50 f1.8 Mark II, which if you're going to be getting one of the EOS DSLRs, you know, be it the 450D, the 500D or the 1000, get it with a kit lens. And if you're looking to get yourself a second lens, just grab one of these. They're less than £100 and they're a cracking lens for low light stuff. And that's pretty much it really, all the kit that I've got for it. So what I'll do is I'll do some videos, individual videos about the lenses, especially once I've had time to actually try them and use them, and some of the other equipment, and also a detailed video about the battery grip and how it fits and so forth as well. So that's it for now. Thank you very much.